They asked
me. But it had already been going, you know,
for
2 or 3 years.
Yes, I know. So I didn't even, they asked me to speak at the first teach-in. I said, why me? And they said, well, you're a philosopher. And but I said, I don't even know where Vietnam is. And they said, well, you know, I tell you what, the State Department had just published its first white paper on Vietnam. It was in the New York Times. They said, why don't you just read that and analyze the argument?
Hmm.
And so I did that. And I came to the conclusion, just from reading the State Department's defense of it, yeah, that we had no defense.
Really?
I just
it's lucky they had a poor writer.
Yeah. Well, they, no, I thought, yeah, well.
Or maybe,
yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it was, but it just sounded fishy to me. I mean, yeah, it really did. Oh, I remember at the first teaching, the military turned out in force. Some.
Where was that, in the social sciences building?
I can't remember where we had. John, Taylor was one of the members there, and that fellow in political science who was on the other side.
Yeah.
He was, for a long time, until his views changed on the war, he was the man that they always picked. There.
Fred Vondermeer.
Fred was there. Fred Vondermeer, yes.
David
Tarr was the man. Yes. Poor Tarr. He was, long after his opinions had shifted, they were still calling him, yeah, to defend the war. He was getting pretty annoyed. I remember that the military turned out in force.
The military,
the ROTC people, they were there to hear this debate.
I mean, this was
just a debate, or a discussion. I remember the one person getting up and saying, I had suggested that, just judging from what I could discover in the New York Times white paper, that it was going to take a much larger effort than we had mounted to win that one. And this military officer got up and said that, shows you when civilians attempt to judge the military operations. This could easily be done, he said, for $1 million a month. It just so happened that I had recently seen some figures about what tanks cost, and I said to him, you mean you can do it for 2 tanks and a half? That sat him down fast.